to is from the county executive appointing Mr. Craig Hamholtz to the position of fiscal budget administrator in the Department of Administrative Services.
Thanks.
Ms. DeHorst.
Good morning again. I'm pleased to be introducing Mr. Craig Hamholtz to you this morning. Mr. Hamholtz recently joined us from the City of Milwaukee, the Office of the Comptroller. He served as the Director of Financial Services and was Special Deputy Comptroller. We're very excited that his background is coming to us at this time to provide strategic leadership in budgeting as we move forward in, as we all know, challenging fiscal times, to help find some creative solutions and hopefully to stop the bleeding that happens every year in county government and really turn to a new page and have better discussions of what we can add to budgets rather than what we need to cut every year. He has already talked with us about many innovative and creative ideas that he has, both short-term as well as long-term, to help change some of the procedures here that we believe will very positively affect the policy direction you are able to give and the administrative roles that we have in enacting that policy. Mr. Hamholtz is with us here today. If you have any questions or would like to hear more about his background, if not, I would hope that you will support his confirmation here today.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's related to the comptroller, so this is the question I'm going to ask. And that is, spent a lot of time looking at this. There's a discussion in the editorial today, and the relationship between DAS and the comptroller. Being on finance a while, we realize how important the budget director is here, and you know, in doing the budget, which we have to be doing now, and he still has great control over that. Of the 99 things that are in the comptroller's job description, which is massive, okay, I don't think it's that. I think the budget man is right sitting right there. Right. So the question I have about comptroller, too. But anyway, as far as this is concerned, I would hope, and I did have a nice conversation with Mr. Campbell, and I appreciate the work he's done with, I think, almost all the nominees and getting a hold of people and talking. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to converse. We need to work together. I've been concerned in the past, and I know it's, and I'd like Mr. Campbell's to comment on it, is that it's always so difficult. We do the budget now. You have great pressures to get it done in the summer. Then it comes to us 2 or 3 months later, and it's changed. my experience has been we've seen how things change from month to month dynamics. We get reports we have a $10 million surplus. A month later, we're $2 million in the hole, and we're saying, well, what's going on? So I guess my question would be, how do we tighten that up? How do we get a budget? And I've asked Mr. Campbell, another concern I did express publicly was we always had audit, we always had staff to be there and to help us in these situations. We get the budget from the executive, and God bless them, they're all the same. They can be zeros, and everything is beautiful, and of course it's not so beautiful 2 or 3 months later. We see all these projections that is made aren't true. You're not going to get the percentage of returns in Treasury. You're not going to get this, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just saying it's a situation that gets a little frustrating because the situation we find ourselves in every year. So I'm hoping that we have a situation here where Mr. Campbell has worked closely with our staff. So, we don't have two different budgets going on. We get a budget the county executive brings down, and then we got a budget that our staff looks at and say, well, there's a lot of holes and there's a lot of different. If they'd have talked to us beforehand, we could have worked this out. The numbers aren't terribly different all the time. I think there has been. I'm not saying there's not been any cooperation, but I'd like to hear from the new director here specifically to that point. What can we do to tighten up that situation? What can we do to make sure we get a budget that's close to what really reality is, mm-hmm. okay, and to work with our staff so we are working together. Thank you.
Mr. Campbell?
All good questions. Just kind of reflecting on that question, I heard cooperation. I think based on my experience in the controller's office, I reported up to an independently elected controller. And in that role, I had a close working relationship with the budget office, who reported directly up through a mayor. And we realized that there was an advantage or a necessity to work closely together, controller's office, finance staff, with the budget staff. And I think in our discussions that we had, I don't see anything changing. I see it from a budget manager's role, it's imperative that we work closely with the finance staff and also with the legislative staff that's dedicated to you. I pride myself in the work that I did at the city. And if you talk to anybody, you know, aldermen, the mayor, the former controller, they can say as such that collaboration and working with people is one of my hallmarks. The other issue is a little bit more troublesome. It's you mentioned how do you make sure that the actuals come in on budget. Everyone prepares a budget. A budget is a plan. It's a statutory requirement of the county, and we spend a significant amount of staff time and significant hours in making sure that that budget is conservative and we're not going to, you know, ultimately deficit. Things are a little bit unique here in the county, that there's no fund balance. There's not really a lot of reserves should there be deficits. I know that in the few months that I have been here, the staff in budget spent an inordinate amount of time looking at actuals and projecting out those actuals to make sure that departments aren't deficiting. And we have certain safeguards and controls in place to make sure or try to prevent that from happening. There really isn't much else you can do except, you know, making sure that you're in constant communication with departments and understanding what are the drivers in those departments that are causing those deficits. I think we're studying that right now. We hope to make better budgets in the future for perennial deficiters, seeing what really are those drivers and improving those. I hope to see improvement over time. Does that pretty much get at your question, or is there, I think the third piece was audit, and how audit reports to the legislator to the board right now.
Mm-hmm.
From my view in the controller shop at the city of Milwaukee, the Common Council had access to our audit staff, and I hope that the same situation will work here. But maybe we can save that for that item when it comes up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. First of all, I did meet with Mr. Kamholz, and I appreciate the time he spent with me. I think he is well qualified. The only hesitation I had, and I discussed this with Mr. Kamholz, is he does come from the city of Milwaukee. We continue to talk about the dynamics of county and city, and that's fine. I think there is some dynamics we could attend to. But I want to continue to point out that there are 19 municipal subdivisions, and I would like to reiterate and ask Mr. Kamholz to please indicate that he is going to reach out to the financial directors, particularly my South Shore communities, and I'm sure other supervisors would appreciate it with regard to those that represent municipal organizations outside the city of Milwaukee, that you reach out and establish a professional relationship with them. This is the county, this is not the city, and I just want to be assured from you that you have that perspective in mind. Thank you.
No, I think, you know, we had spoken, and I think those are my sentiments. I know that I'm no longer at the city, that I'm at the county, and the county is a much bigger place, and it's a much more complex organization even than the city of Milwaukee. I do have working relationships with certain suburban administrators and finance directors. I know the finance director from Wauwatosa very well. I know this village or city of the Shorewood administrator fairly well as well. And I do look forward to your invitation of going and meeting with Cudahy and some of the other communities in the south of the county and talking to those administrators and the finance directors to see where we can collaborate and maybe work together to the betterment of the taxpayer. So I look forward to that, and I hope I extend it to all the board members. If there's a community finance director or a village administrator, city administrator you want me to meet with, I will certainly do that because I think we owe it to the taxpayer at the end of the day to make sure that if there's duplication of services or whatever, that we're working together.
Mr. Chairman, he does have one advantage in that he graduated from Marquette University.
So oh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions, concerns?
I move approval.
Supervisor Schmidt moves approval of the appointment. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On approval, Supervisor Cohen?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Rizik?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 7-0.
Thank you very much. We'll